So, do you know what today is?
I have no idea what today is. It's Friday.
Well, sort of.
We're recording on a Friday.
It's National Beans and Frank Day.
Oh, you're just making that.
No, I'm not making. In fact, I don't know how these two things paired together, but it's also National French Fry Day.
Now, why would you know that it's National French Fry Day?
Because I was so excited about National Sugar Cookie Day.
Okay, so you had to
see. I was just curious, like, okay, so that's pretty good.
So do we have any, like, beans and franks to...
Because
I had a sugar cookie for us last time.
I don't have any fries for us.
No French fries.
Our intern, I know you're making ice cream today. But
job number one for every intern.
Is it possible to pull off... French fries too. Okay, so
I got it,
Mr. Hilton. Do you have some?
I do.
Hot,
tasty. Yep, tasty. Yeah.
Well seasoned.
Yes,
it is in fact well seasoned because this is a veteran band that we've got back now after a little bit of break. Metric. Metric is the band from Canada. You know, I'm a big Emily Haynes fan. She's in Metric. She's been super busy. Last year, she put out a long-awaited solo album. She was with a new record with Broken Social Scene, also from Canada. And now she's back with this new record with the band Metric. Don't know what it's called yet. Don't know when it's coming. But we have one song from it. It's called Dark Saturday, and I'll let Emily Haynes tell you a bit more about the song. And she recorded this on the tour bus, so there's a bit of a rumble in the background you'll hear here. But Emily Haynes talking about the song Dark Saturday.
Okay, yeah, so what do we want with Dark Saturday? I think we achieved it. Loud guitars, lots of attitude, and a sort of celebration of people who've are self-made, you know? We're living in a time when the super rich might be making us all feel a bit inferior, but we still have a lot of pride in being people who started with nothing and made something as a band. So we just wanted to put that down on tape, and it's really fun to play live, and it's kind of a testament to who we are as a band, me and Jimmy, Josh, and Jules.
Fake diamonds, got nothing on me.
Oh, I love having Metric back. This is lyrically, this song, Emily Haynes says, and I'm quoting her, she says, this is a dystopian nightlife scene of gaudy wealth where oblivious party girls say nauseating things like, I'm so rich, everything's free. But I love that they plug in and turn it up on that song, Dark Saturday. We also have a cool new video for this that we are premiering on the All Songs website, npr.org/allsongs.
So this, for me, and I've said this a couple times on the show now, but it's been a lackluster year for the music I love in 2018.
I think music's phasing you out. Music no longer
Come
needs
on,
you.
Come on, people!
Music gives Bob a 6.5.
I mean, there are plenty of things I love this year, but the quantity just isn't the same as it's been in previous years. But this week has been a banner year, and I've got two artists I'd never heard of at all before this week to play on the show. And the first I'm going to play is a duo. They're called Ohm. It's spelled O-H-M-M-E. It's Seema Cunningham and Macy Stewart. These are two classically trained piano players, but they're out to stretch like what they can do with music. And so they put the pianos aside, at least certainly in this song, and they picked up guitars and just shifted completely out of their comfort zones. You get chaos and noise and a whole lot of fun. I'm going to let Macy and then Seema tell us about the song we're going to play. It's called Water.
We wrote this song after opening for Arto Lindsay a little while back. He plays a detuned 12-string guitar that sounds really aggressive and gritty and sings over top of it in this really sweet and calming way. And it was kind of a eye-opening thing for us. And we went back to our practice space and we're experimenting with these ideas of separating our voice from our guitar and our head from our body to really get this detached feeling.
We started with that bed of guitar and then let the vocals come out naturally. Water in my eye popped out and we became really fixated on that line and just kept repeating it. And then we went back and added the other lyrics, which were really inspired by the dynamics of human behavior, how individuals can be filled with so much love and so much hate, and the extremes that those emotions can inspire in different people.
Now, cue up the movie to the part where they all sink and drown. You don't know it, you don't know it, you don't know it, but they know that you won't ask them how. Cut down the branches, make a twig out of the family tree. Upend the roots and send the ashes to infirmary. You don't know it, you don't know it, you don't know it, you don't know it. Why is there water in my eye, water in my eye, water in my eye, water in my eye? Why is there water in my eye, water in my eye, water in my eye, water in my eye? Why is we
So when you said they were classically trained pianists, I know
you hear that, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's obvious. It is so obvious. I thought it was going to be some of the same sort of ambient piano, like Niels Fromm type stuff that you've been loving. I know you've been listening to a lot this year. But that was bonkers. It reminded me a little bit of Buch and Gase.
I hear that too. I didn't know they were classically trained piano players when I listened now. I've listened to this whole album. The whole album's called Parts from the group OHMME. And it comes out August 24th on Joyful Noise. I don't remember hearing any piano on the record. I'm going to go back and listen.
I was going to say, I wonder how they're doing all the different sounds. I mean, it just sounds like guitar to me or something.
Absolutely. They pick up guitars. I mean, they're taking knowledge about music that they know on instruments that are unfamiliar to them. And I think that's a brave and wonderful thing. And I think they've done an amazing record. It's knocking me out right now. Is the band.
Well, I've got a discovery, too, that will go well with that. It's a new band for me called Black Belt Eagle Scout. Black Belt Eagle Scout. And it's a band that's just signed to Saddle Creek. It's the music of Catherine Paul. She identifies as a queer Native musician, a Native American. She grew up on a small Indian reservation in Washington State. And she wrote this new album, her debut full-length album, Mother of My Children. She wrote it after going through a pretty rough period. She says that her mentor in life, Genevieve Castre, died of cancer. A lot of people know her as an accomplished musician and artist. She was also the wife of Phil Elverum of the band Mount Eerie, and he wrote about her death very intimately on his two most recent albums, A Crow Looked at Me and Now Only. And Genevieve Castre was also a good friend of Catherine Paul's, a Black Belt Eagle Scout. So she passed away, and then Catherine Paul says that her relationship with the first woman she ever loved took a bad turn, and she was just really heartbroken. When you listen to this record, Mother of My Children, she says, Catherine Paul says, that she grew up listening to mostly indigenous music on the reservation, music that was handed down for generations. But when she started making music on her own, this is what she came up with on the album Mother of My Children. The song that I want to play is called Soft Stud. I know.
she the guitar player then?
Yeah, she is. Nice. She is. This song is called Soft Stud, and Catherine Paul, who writes and records as Black Belt Eagle Scout, she calls it her queer anthem. And I'm quoting her here. She says, it's about the hardships of queer desire within an open relationship, which I think a lot of the queer community can relate to, unquote. And, you know, despite all the personal loss and hardship that she's been through, and also despite the historic mistreatment of Indigenous people, she says that having this identity, what she calls this radical Indigenous queer feminist identity, she says it keeps her going. One last quote from her here. She says, my music and my identity come from the same foundation of being a Native woman. And this new record from her, her debut full length on Saddle Creek, is called Mother of My Children. It is out September 14th.
Wonderful. So, you know, I have an affinity for early Talking Heads, right?
Oh, yeah.
Those first three records.
Who doesn't?
The first three records, though, are still my faves. And then the first one, especially Talking Heads 77, the one that drew me to the band in the first place, is it's so such a refreshing and stark record, such an honest record. And so I was immediately taken by this new song that I heard from a trio. They're from Brisbane, Australia. They're called the Goon Sax.
I have had them on my short list of...
Have you?
Yeah, they've definitely gotten my attention, too.
And they're all between the ages of 17 and 19. The band James Harrison, Lewis Forster, and Riley Jones. And they made their first album while they were still in high school. What did you do when you were in high school?
Ran away from most things, I think.
But I learned after falling in love with this new track that I'm going to play, that Lewis Forster is the son of the Go-Betweens frontman Robert Forster, which I didn't know. And that makes sense. And that's a band that formed back in 1977. So the
synergy.
Yeah. The music I'm going to play is not a throwback, but the sound of what they do helps me connect the past and the present, if you know what I mean. Well, let me just play it. The song is called Make Time, number 4, for Love. Make Time for Love.
I felt happy when you said you don't need me, but I'm as happy as the number of lights. You need someone so completely, and I'm gone, running on strange time. And then socialize like it's a competition against people without school or girlfriends, in search of a faster way of moving. I give in, I won't outrun the train. But I can't understand why you're still trying. Oh, what you want, what I want, we forget over time. Let's feel nervous in your room again. Now it's the night before your birthday. I tried to paint you something, it didn't work out. I can see myself tomorrow telling you something you won't feel. But I can't understand why you're still trying. Oh, what you want, what I want, we forget over time. And I'm trying to make time for love. And I'm trying to make time.
The Goon Sax.
I hear why you would think of the Talking Heads, if nothing else other than his voice is very reminiscent of David Burns.
Yeah, and also just the way the song breaks down. And, yeah. And yeah, it's very. I didn't know what a Goon Sax, and they spell it S-A-X, and I couldn't find anything about goons and sax, and I just didn't know at all. So I read this little article. It may have been on Pitchfork. I can't recall, but the band said a goon sack, S-A-C-K, in Australia is a silver plastic bag of booze, like a box of wine. And it'd be like calling your band Franzia?
It's Franzia.
Ah, see.
Oh, Franzia, you're making it sound so fancy.
I know, right? It's not. Or Four Loko. Do you drink Four Loko?
I do not.
Is that boxed? Is that boxed?
Yeah, cheap box wine.
Oh, okay.
But they named their band the Goon Sax.
Yeah, when I saw that band name for the first time, I thought, oh, it'll be, you know, like Moon Hooch or something, you know, like a hardcore sax duet or something. But
not that. Let's take a break. Come back. I have one great long song. What do you got?
Oh, I have a couple gems from a couple of my old-time favorites.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Indeed. When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need help getting your short list of qualified candidates fast. With Indeed, post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try for free when you sign up at Indeed.com/NPR podcast. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply. Support also comes from ELS Studio 3D Premium Audio, available in the all-new 2019 Acura RDX. Surrounded by 16 speakers and 710 watts, ELS Studio 3D lets you take studio-quality sound on the road. Developed with 8-time Grammy Award-winning recording engineer Elliot Shiner, it's a whole new dimension in sound that lets you hear the music the way it was originally intended to be heard. Precision-crafted audio performance exclusively from Acura.
It feels a little bit, in some ways, when I look at the stuff I want to play today, it feels like a show of long-awaited returns. The metric is back, and now I've got a song from Mira, the singer Mira. I have loved her so much since about 2000 when she released her debut record. She is someone who was part of this little wave in the late 90s, early 2000s of bedroom recording artists who mixed very spare electronics with very spare acoustic instruments for really beautiful music, like Beth Orton was one. And Mira has gone more recently about 4 or 5 years between records. Her last one was in 2014. But she's back now with a new one called Understanding, and the cut I want to play is called Hot Hot. And I'll let Mira tell you a little bit more about it. She says that this song falls under a genre that she thinks much of her music falls under, a genre she calls positive self-talk.
I like when a song comes out in this category because it feels like a useful thing to share. It's useful for me, and then it feels like, oh, well, this could be useful for other people too. And the key line for me in that song is where I say, you know, beauty comes with age. You can't help but keep on getting more hot with every brave thought. And that came from this idea. Well, it came from sort of looking around me at my fellow sort of middle age and older women out there, you know, just like sitting on the subway, and I look around me and there's all these women, all different ages. And I think about how much each one of them has seen and overcome and how beautiful that is. And those are the kinds of experiences that make us beautiful. And there's a lot of pressure, especially on women, to not get old or not look like you're getting old. And I just see a lot of beauty in that and sometimes lose sight of it. But this is my reminder to myself, especially as I continue to get older.
Keeping it hot, hot. Keep keeping it hot, hot. if the clouds stay low. Oh, sometimes they do. You just might get a little wet before they burn through. You know, beauty comes with age. You can't help but keep on getting more hot, hot with every brave thought.
Pretty classic sound for Mira, really. Maybe a little bit fuller in some of those synth sounds that she has going on in there. But her music is often a real study of contrasts, you know, these sort of the beautiful and ugly together. And it's usually like her really beautiful voice set against some sort of dissonance, but usually pretty spare. And very happy to have new music from her. The record Understanding is out September 7th, and that song was called Hot Hot.
I'm going to play music by Richard Thompson.
No way.
Yeah,
I had no idea he had new stuff coming.
New record coming out. It's called 13 Rivers is the name of the new album. We have two songs going up on our blog today, and I'm going to play one of them here on the show. Were you around when Del McCoury played the Tiny Desk the other day?
No, I was in my pajamas working from home.
Well, you missed. He did a version of
Vincent.
Yes.
Oh, I have
Vincent Black.
So
Lightning.
I've seen Del McCoury do that live. So.
Have you?
Yeah, oh, I have. Yeah,
it was just brilliant. He learned it from Richard Thompson, which is kind of cool. Richard Thompson, for those who don't know, for the past 50 years is one of our great guitar players. And
it's insane.
And also great songwriter and great singer. Came out of the world of British folk music, but he covers so much ground. I'm going to play a song for you from the new Richard Thompson album. The song's called The Storm Won't Come. Richard Thompson wrote to say that the song's about change, out with the old and in with the new, and in spite of your efforts, you cannot synthesize change. It's a natural process.
I'm longing for a storm to blow through town and blow these sad old buildings down. Fire to burn, what fire may, and rain to wash it all away. The storm won't come, but the storm won't come. I'm longing for the storm, but the storm. There's a smile
my secrets out. Stand in the rain, thunder and lightning, and I'll scream my name. But it's never the same. It's never the same. The storm must come to me, and the storm won't come. Not a leaf is stirred. No dust is blown. There is no storm, so I'll make my own. Paint up the walls, and I'll burn what's rotten. Throw out all the old. But I'm not as strong. But I'm not as strong as the wind and the rain and the storm won't come. But the storm won't come. And the storm. I'm longing for the storm, but the storm.
Oh, that makes me want to go see him live again.
He's such
incredible.
A treat to see.
And watch him. You just stand there and you stare at his hands the whole time, watching what he's doing with the guitar.
Richard Thompson's new record, it's called 13 Rivers, and like a lot of good records coming out album-wise, it comes out September 7th.
Am I taking us out here? Do I get to have the last song of the day?
You do, though. This is the one that we just played is the one I'll care about.
Oh, you're going to love this. This is because I know you love this band, Villagers.
Yeah, I do.
Villagers, right. Another sort of return, although, I mean, it hasn't been a very long since they put a record out, but I'm always excited to get new music from them. Villagers is a band from Ireland, fronted by Conor O'Brien. And early on in their career, you know, about 10 years ago, they kept getting compared to Bright Eyes, which is a band fronted by Conor Oberst. And Conor Oberst and Conor O'Brien, they even kind of look a little bit alike, you know, and very similar sound. But anyway, the latest record from Villagers is called The Art of Pretending to Swim. And I want to play a song called A Trick of the Light. And we'll go out on this. But first, we're going to hear Conor O'Brien tell you a bit more about how he came to write this song and what it means for him. The song A Trick of the Light from the record The Art of Pretending to Swim, which is out September 21st.
Let's go eat fries.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Oh! Happy our music. Oh, my God. You're a cheap date. It's All Songs Considered.
I wrote A Trick of the Light on the west coast of Ireland in this very beautiful area just outside the town of Castle Gregory, which is on the Dingle Peninsula. It was kind of when I was starting to realize that faith-based music, like gospel and spiritual jazz music, was sort of an antidote to my usual anxiety-ridden, technologically-centered brain. And so I was trying to write something which would somehow mirror that music and take me with it. So for me, it's kind of about having a love affair with creativity and in all of its manifestations and the inevitable triumph of faith over skepticism, whether that's faith in love or life or joy or peace or color or release. And it's basically opening your heart to the universe of uncertainty whilst also waiting in its core. Sky tonight.